I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Senate Republicans tried to force the Senate to consider a bill to reform emergency powers of the governor and restore balance of power in Washington. Senator Short moved the measure for a floor vote.
The legislature should be, as the legislature has constitutionally been given, the authority as an equal, co-equal branch of government. The bill simply inserts ourselves legitimately into that process. And I have every confidence that we can do that job, and we should. People across the state, Mr. President, haven't been so much concerned about COVID from the regulatory piece as much as one person asserting that lengthy period of time of control over everything we do. We've learned lessons, Mr. President, and we all supported the initial actions that were taken. But it's about time that the legislature assert itself into that process. It doesn't mean we're going to disagree. It just means that we have a role. We, in 5 days, are going to leave this chamber and go home back to our districts. Without having taken action and saying, you know what, we have a co-equal seat in this issue. You know, our jobs are tough, Mr. President. We've had things land in our lap this session that we have dealt with. And those are excruciating conversations, and they're hard, and they're not easy. And you know what? That's our job. That's our job as leaders in our district, representing our districts in the state of Washington. That doesn't say anything about the governor or what is going on. It merely says that we take our rightful seat in this process. And if we do not do anything, Mr. President, to take care of this issue before we leave, then we're abdicating that and we're letting it stand. We need to be a part of that. We need to have constituents' voices be a part of that. And we're not. And I don't want to leave here without the opportunity to have that conversation, an opportunity to pass this bill and to do it in both chambers and to get it to the governor and saying, this is time. It's time to end one-person rule of our state, and it's time for us to be a part of that process.
Every Senate Democrat except Senator Tim Sheldon voted to prevent the Senate from even debating the bill to require legislative approval of the governor's emergency proclamations. With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.